At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, August 29th. Still so many days left in August. Enjoy August.
While so we've got many.
Several days left. Vinny,
yeah.
What was the text you were saying you would read on the
show? It was just about pumpkin spice lube.
Oh, by the way,
isn't a
Blumpkin a thing?
Yeah.
Is that when you're getting a blowjob on
taking
the toilet
shit,
while
yeah.
taking a shit?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when you
have
said,
you done that?
Me? No. I learned it from this show.
Oh,
have you done that?
I thought I learned it from this show too.
Yeah, you probably did the same time I did. I'm sure the jackhammering, Blumpkin.
You know what?
All those terms.
I'll just say this into a microphone real quick. I wouldn't want that, and I love a blowjob, but I'm gonna tell you. You know what? Let me make my evacuation. Clean
quick
up.
Shower.
Yeah, I'm going to clean up completely with soap and water and then go crazy.
It's very respectful
on me.
It is, yeah.
I'm just not into that. And it's if she were like, I just want you to know, I really like doing that, I would say, all right.
But well, you are easy to talk into things.
You're
really
not,
easy
I,
to
there
talk
were more
into
words.
Things.
There were more
oh.
words, which was going to be all right. Yeah, no,
all right,
I don't want to do that. I have no desire
because you're afraid
be
that the good feeling of pooping and the great feeling of a BJ combined would make it so that you're like, could I get another one of those Blumpkin spice pates?
No, I don't. You think that I would be worried that I'm going to love it so much?
I just love it. I didn't want to love shitting stuff, but turns out I really do.
I don't mind butt stuff, but I do mind poop stuff. I do. Mm-hmm. They're totally two different things. No, they're not the same. Because a clean butt is totally different than a butt with a piece of shit hanging out of it. You can't tell the difference?
Just hanging out from the hole where all shit comes from.
Right.
Got it. All right. No, I mean, I guess I can see where you differentiate. For me, I'm like, oh, that's an asshole.
You're
time.
A lying liar that lies because
I'm
we
not.
All know we could pull the story where you got
we always
it in
say
the keister.
We always say that,
went,
and we
it
never
was surprisingly
do.
Hot. Well, because we don't want you to be caught.
Oh, is that, really?
In your stories with your nonsense.
Since when does anyone on this show not want to be caught? And listen, I will say this:
I don't want to be caught ever. What are you talking about?
No, I say getting someone else caught. That's what everyone seems to be trying to
look,
do.
Look, I'm
going to
tell you something.
It was surprisingly hot. Like, it was. Yeah. We did it the one time. I said that.
And so is a little other kinds of butt play. It's
no,
hot.
It's
as long as
hot.
You've showered, it's hot.
You know, here's what it is. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, you know, everyone talks about that. I guess we try that. And then you go, all right, well, there was that. Never need to do that again. Got it.
Alex, your thoughts.
Why my thoughts?
Because
you're
the one who regularly
you're
does it.
You're the guy. You fuck people in the ass all the time. Constantly, dick smells like shit. Go.
I don't do it all the time. It's, you know, a thing.
You do it all the goddamn time, you liar.
You can't even keep a straight face.
I don't do it all the time, but yeah, it's a thing I do enjoy, I will say that. Like I think 50%. It's great. Yeah, I think Sarah is very biased towards it.
Here's and what I don't like I'll it. Tell you what I think happened. This is what I think happened. Just a guess at it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Because I do remember you saying this very specifically after you guys did it and you said that you liked it. There was a conversation between you and John and he was like, so what are we, like butt people now? And you guys both, I don't know if it was John who sort of frowned at himself or he frowned at the you, both of you, but it was like a thing where you both went, we shouldn't do that anymore. And then it's just been off the menu ever since. But I don't get it. Like, why, if it was weirdly hot, you just don't go, once in a while, we could do that. It'd be fun. Like, let's have 10 drinks and butt fuck. Like, why not?
I don't like to have drinks and butt fuck. Or fuck.
Have you done? Oh,
no.
Or sex at all?
Oh, no, yeah. That's what it is. It's the whole sex thing in general. It's not just the butt thing.
Yeah, we tried that, and we did decide that that wasn't for us. And even John. And look, here's the other thing. You know, you fuck any hole you want, Alex. No one's fucking your ass. That's what I'm getting. Like, it's just it was like, okay, well, we did that.
Mine's not that nice. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I would allow it. It's just,
would you?
It's not.
So are you saying that if Mayara was to say, I have bought a strap on and I'm going to very gently,
I don't know if I'd
fuck
go that.
You in the ass.
I let her stick something up there, probably.
So does she stick stuff
no,
up there?
No, she doesn't. She's never really.
She never fingers.
I'll ask her
does
if she, wants
does
to
she stick
days.
Her tongue in there?
One of these no. things.
I
so
generally
just
am
exclusively
like,
she fucking allows it.
I mean, I just...
She's a good woman, Sarah. Don't talk bad about her.
I'm not. I'm just saying. You know, he's like, yeah, no, I think it's a good thing that people do. I'm like, you don't do it.
I'm saving her from mine because mine is, in my opinion, is not...
It's true. A man's is worse.
Yeah, exactly.
They are very different.
A woman's butt is just so... It's divine.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
And my heart is incredible, so...
I know. She does. She's a cute... She's a really cute girl. She's just sweet.
And I love the asshole's next door neighbor. Like as a you know, a couple buddies.
As neighbors, right?
They're a great team. Both visually and, you know, how everything
physically,
feels.
I think is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Physically, visually, all the stuff.
I like everything.
So beautiful. You've never looked better.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Sarah's checked out. Why don't we do whatever you want? Let's do a letter.
Here's one titled, Am I the Asshole? You
oh,
might
boy.
Be.
Uh-oh.
Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Jason, or what's your bucket, or how many names you got, and Bryn. Am I the asshole? Yes. If I have to ask, then yes, I'm the asshole. So my eldest brother invited my wife and I me to visit over Labor Day weekend, as well as my older brother and his wife.
Oh, upcoming.
Okay, so this is this Labor Day weekend. This weekend. So my oldest brother, him and his wife, and then another older brother. Okay, so his two brothers, their wives, everybody's wives. I'm the youngest of six. Here we go. It is Paul Bunyan Days in Fort Bragg. So it could be a fun time. I don't know about that.
I don't know what that is either.
Is that because up at Fort Bragg they do all the, they cut the timber? Isn't Paul Bunyan like the logger guy?
Yeah.
And his bull blue.
Oh,
would
the
pull
first
it
thing
out
that comes
the...
up is Paul Bunyan Days. So let's see what that means.
Let's hear about
this. Paul Bunyan Days, Fort Bragg. In the garden with Paul and Babe, September 1st through
the
4th.
Oh, Babe, the blue ox. That's mm-hmm. what it is.
Each year, members of our association nominate and vote on who to ask to be our grand marshal. It's a whole freaking thing. Everyone turns out. If they're not in the parade, they're sitting on curbs, camp stools, lawn chairs, backs of trucks, cheering friends and family. It's the perfect small town event.
And it's very popular, because here's what this guy has to say. So it's Paul Bunyan Days in Fort Bragg this weekend. They're going. My brother, says our writer, has a spacious two-bedroom home, so one couple can stay in the second bedroom, and the other couple stays in the living room on an inflatable mattress. My wife refuses to go unless we get the bedroom. Or we could get a hotel room. Not this weekend. Everything is booked. So she's just assuming that she's getting the bedroom because they didn't book a hotel room. You know, they're invited mm-hmm. up to this thing. My family has come to expect this from my wife, so they accommodate her. But it doesn't stop there. Every meal or event revolves around what my wife wants. So no one's really enjoying themselves because they're just accommodating her. She's Hawaiian, and in her family dynamic, the eldest gets the say-so. It doesn't matter if it's one day older. If they say, give up your seat, you stand up and give up your seat. So why is it a different standard for my family? Should I tell her to just stay home and I'll be back on Monday? Oh, yeah, by the way, we've been married 31 years.
Whoa.
He's over his wife.
He's not over her. He realizes that everybody gets put out by her demands. Mm. I actually understand that. I think that, you know, family dynamics are strange and you do find yourself going.
I wonder if that whole family is like, well, he's our fucking brother, but I hate his wife.
Mm. Well, I bet. Yeah, I bet they are like, man, every time we got to deal with this bullshit. Every fucking time.
Yeah, get a fucking hotel. Yacht.
And there it is. I actually think that it's unacceptable that they wait until it's too late to book a room. Like, book your goddamn room now for next year.
Right.
How about that?
We're going to do this again next year. Book it now. I know I already answered my own question. Suck it up, Buttercup. Don't mention my name. Ha, huh, you can't because I didn't give it. I don't feel that you did answer your own question. It was, to me, the surprising thing about this letter is that it's gone on 31 years before you have never said, listen, I get that flies at your house, that doesn't fucking fly at my house, like, you're my wife and this is not how it's gonna be, like, but you're in 31 years, you are happy wife, happy life at this point, you've given up, you don't have the balls to tell her. I don't know.
Here's
what's
the thing
on.
that I feel like it lands on the husband or the wife, whatever the family dynamic it is, it's the partner's obligation to break it to the other partner, the wife or the husband. Like, look, I get you have certain needs or certain demands.
Right.
But this is my family. I want to go. And I don't want you to be making so many demands that everybody in my family feels like, what the fuck with this chick?
Right. After 31 years in this family, she's still fucking so demanding.
So this should have been stopped years ago.
Years ago.
Like, it is on you, the partner, to say, you know what? This isn't how it works. So
it does, but the problem is now, this is how it works.
Well, this is what I would, like, if it were me.
Okay. And now you're 31 years deep. Keep
whatever.
That in mind.
If it were me, I would say, we're not coming. I'm sorry. We can't come.
Yeah.
And I'm used to, like, I'll take that hit. I'm used to it. I always am willing to forego some fun or something in an effort to not make trouble. Like, I don't want no trouble. You know? And that can be anything. Like, I don't drink. There are parties that I, you know, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be around that. I shouldn't be around that. I'm
and I
staying
don't
want to
watch you be around
yeah,
it.
You
I
go
don't
do
wanna,
your
yeah,
thing.
Go
I'm not going to ask everyone to calm it the fuck down or whatever.
Because of my situation.
Right. So I'll be the one that taps out.
So you're saying he should just say, we as a married couple are not coming because we don't want to. You know what? That actually might be the fucking answer.
That's what I would do. I would not
leave her
say,
at home because now you're going to upset your apple cart at home. But if you both stay home, then everybody gets to have a good time up there. They're just missing you.
I would have said a long time ago, seriously, we can't function like this within my family.
Right.
So you've got to
change or stay home.
Yeah.
You can be you and just don't change, but I don't want you to come because I want to go have fun with my family and not be like worried about you and your dynamic that you've brought to this the whole time.
Well, there's different ways that this. So let's say someone comes in and they're like, I want it this way or that way.
I want it this way.
You might want to say to them, this is my family gathering. I want to be with my brothers or sisters, or if you could please. Just deal, be cool. Like, it's a weekend.
Right.
Find a way to be cool for a weekend.
For 48 hours.
Or better yet, stay home. Yes. But he didn't do that, and now
he didn't
at this
do that
point,
31 years ago, and now it's just too late. And
she's definitely going to rage on that one.
No,
I told that.
And here's the thing. I do think that because it's too late now, he can't say, look, my brothers think you're a fucking pain in the ass. Honestly.
I know.
He can't do it. He can't do it now. It's too late.
That, right.
So he's got to just say, we're staying home. We're not coming. That's my solution to the problem. What is yours?
Oh, no. It turns out you got it in one. Like, because I don't think that there's another way to do it. I think they just have to stay. They just have to stay home. Well, they don't have to. They can just go, and it'll be like all the other times where this pain in the ass bitch, you know, ruins it for everybody.
But imagine, so here's what
I'm
getting
at.
Sorry
to call your wife a bitch.
Imagine,
but it sounds like it,
he says, look, my brothers just want you to shut the fuck up for once and sit back and let our family have an event and be a guest of our family and not the person dictating
not
how things are going to go.
Right.
What we want you to do is just be there, but don't have demands or be telling everyone how it's got to go. It's our family gathering. I want to see my brothers. Mm-hmm. You don't know how many years you have.
No. Like,
what's going to happen?
The older I get, the more I just want to see my family and not have it be contentious or
and be able to talk without someone in the background going, I need, forget what you need. Can you let us have our family gathering?
No. Cannot. 30-something years plus, she's not going to let
go,
up.
Go, Bren, go.
Well, I just think that you're right. She's not going to let up, though. I mean, he's saying, I answered my own question. I'm the asshole because I'm considering.
He's not the asshole.
I know.
His
he's
wife
not
is
the asshole.
Asshole.
You're not the asshole. You're the doormat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's but he's the asshole that keeps bringing
the
her
doormat,
and inflicting her on the family.
Yeah.
You're
an asshole to your brothers.
You're right. He
is that's
the
crazy.
Asshole.
He's an asshole to his brothers.
Revelation.
Right.
He's a doormat
She's
to his
the
wife.
Asshole in his family, but
he's
the asshole.
Enabling
for
that.
This lady
and the brothers, I'm sure, have been like, can't you fucking tell? And, well, I don't know. I mean, what am I supposed to say? You should just say, stay home.
Yeah, don't be here.
But
no,
she rolls over for me every time.
Oh, does she give it to him in the ass?
All right. You know, maybe tell the brothers that, and they'll be like, oh, wow, that's really lucky.
Well,
okay,
all right. You know, it's understandable.
You know what? Take the master bedroom. My wife's not even that good.
Oh. I'm
just playing brother
plus,
role here.
Right. I'm surprised actually that his wife doesn't demand the master bedroom.
Yeah, right.
And by that I mean the primary bedroom.
Oh, sorry about
that. Just say primary bedroom.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't think, do people really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing, though.
Okay.
You don't want to be anybody's
master.
No,
I don't want any trouble either.
I don't want any trouble at all.
I don't want no trouble.
They list all the real estate listings and stuff, right? It's always primary now.
I don't notice.
No, I never look at that stuff.
Oh, well, I look at it all the time.
See right now.
If I never move again, you look at real it'll
estate.
Be too soon.
I look at real estate all
yeah,
the
I look
time.
At some of it, but I haven't noticed
where
that
are you
one.
Looking?
But, yeah, I mean, Vermont is one of, you know, I like to do an East Coast thing. Would be pretty cool. But I think it's just going to be anywhere that's
not
just,
that cool for the people
well,
on this
did
show.
Did you see the list of stuff that I did the other day? It was like, where, it wasn't.
It was Ohio.
But it was not. It was like near.
Yeah, there was some East
one
Coast.
One bigger city
stuff
of Ohio, but it was like a. Ah, crap. I don't have the list anymore. But it, was
it might be on the Facebook page. I can't remember. Is that on there, Bryn? I'll go check that out.
Check that list out. I mean, that's a list of the places that are affordable,
please
hot real estate
please stop
markets.
Giving him real estate tips. I really want this guy
well,
to stay.
I don't want him to leave either, but, you know, I also know that he can't make a living. He can't.
Yes, he can. The more experience you get here on the Sarah and Vinny Show, the more marketable you'll be in the future. Just
his
saying, I mean,
brother, at some point, is going to say, well, you got out of my house already.
There's
is that going to happen?
Yeah, there. Brazil, I think, is the end goal, though. That would be pretty cool to move there.
For you, you
want to
live there.
That wouldn't be cool for you.
You haven't even been there yet.
I'd be super scared. I'd be super scared.
Go there first, then decide if you want to live there.
He's going in October. He's going for like the whole month of October, practically.
What if, I have a question.
Oh, all right.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
What if you get to Brazil and Mayara's not the same Mayara in Brazil as she is in America?
But how would like how though?
That's well, you'll have to tell us.
Yeah, I think she'll
know.
Be the same. She's a very good-hearted kind of, you know, like we always talk about. I think she's just Mayara is Mayara. There's no.
You're sure?
Yeah,
we'll find out.
You did okay when you say. Yeah, it doesn't sound sure.
I'm still thinking about it.
She's actually. I mean, I would imagine she's gonna be happier. You know, because she's already very bubbly
happier,
and happy. Yeah. Probably happier. Yeah.
I'm going out with all my friends. You
Bye.
Stay here.
You stay here with my mom.
Have a good one.
Look at that loser. Can't even speak our language. Ha!
Oh, my God.
In Brazil, I stay out all night.
Yeah.
Okay, then that'll be a little bit rough.
I'll see you at 6 in the morning. This is what we do. We come home at 6 in the morning, sleep most of the day, and I'll wake up, and you need to make me some food.
Oh, man.
How sad it would be if she was happier in Brazil. Like, there would be like a whole thing where, why did you come to America?
Yeah.
Just more opportunities.
No, she'll. Yeah. She'd happy to. I think she would be happy to have her family out here, would
well,
be the,
yeah.
the
I mean,
kind
that's,
of the goal.
Is that it? It's just that she loves her family.
A lot.
Well, everyone. I mean, that's. Mm-hmm. I can see she misses.
She hasn't seen them for 5 years.
That's a lot.
Oh, man. Yeah. That is a lot.
So the pandemic and beyond.
Pandemic and
so
beyond.
So this October,
yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Oof.
Well, let's hope she's not an entirely different person
I hope
in Brazil.
Not either, yeah.
I did. That didn't even cross my mind. You keep your eyes open, mister.
I will. I'll keep right. the lookout.
Yeah, we're done.
What are you going to do?
I have a question.
Yeah, I have a question.
Right. I was done.
But. Does she have old boyfriends that you know of that live in the area where you're going to visit?
Ooh. I actually don't know about that.
She's, do you know how many partners she's had in her life?
Not a ton. She had one that she almost married, I think.
Ooh.
There.
I don't know exactly where he's at.
What's his name?
But he's already married. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll but his, what's his
name?
He
was a drunk. So.
Oh, he was a drunk?
Yeah, I guess he flipped a couple
drunks.
Cars. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So has he cleaned his act up? Are we still in touch?
I don't think he's cleaned it up, but he's married to somebody. So somebody was like, okay, we're cool with the rolling of cars.
Right. Huh.
Yeah, so she is attracted to drunks. That is weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. But you were sober before she...
I was sober, yeah. I am sober.
Interesting.
Why are we laughing? I don't think that's funny.
We're just trying to...
No, he just changed it from what...
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what he's talking about.
What if what if she's like, this is my mother, this is my sister, this is Eduardo, he lives here too, my ex-boyfriend.
Well, yeah,
he's a drunk, he can't, so he just lives here.
He just lives here. He's a friend of the family, around, you know?
Yeah, it'd be pretty weird. I don't know.
It would be super weird.
Maybe we should not stay here with Eduardo. Like, we can just...
No, you and Eduardo are going to share a room.
Well, then that'd be a real big problem, yeah.
Are you sure?
For me.
Yeah.
I'm not cool with Eduardo. Like, dude, first of all, you're drinking.
Oh, yeah. No, don't drink around.
You know?
Eduardo.
Flipping cars. Eduardo, relax.
Eduardo? Why? Who is this Eduardo guy?
What's going to happen when he rolls you over?
What's his problem?
This is a whole... You're going back to the prison thing? What's going on?
You're
going
to have to roll him back over. Oh, no, that's not how it goes, Buster. Mister.
Buster.
I'm no bottom.
All right, fine. I'm Eduardo.
Is this the plot to
something
like porn or something? I don't know.
You tell us.
Oh, this is
going to
be so fun.
It's going to be fun, yeah. Can't wait. Renewing our vows, I guess. That's
what it is. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be nice. So it's like, because they didn't get to be at the wedding.
They weren't there. No. They were like, we had somebody there that was kind of had the video thing going.
Uh-huh.
But are you hip to the people being invited to the, well, any ex-boyfriends?
Yeah, it's going
to
be very small again.
Okay,
no ex-boyfriends. It's going to be another,
we had
a small one out here, and it's going to be another small one. We do have a legit priest for it, though.
Okay, good. Oh.
Are you guys doing it in English or in Portuguese or what?
It's going to be in Portuguese, but the priest she got speaks both.
So he'll say, Alex, now's when you say
obrigado.
Yeah.
Obrigado.
Oh, wow. Incredible.
So obrigado.
What do you say for I do? What is that? How do you say that?
We're working on that part.
Well, you haven't. It's two words. You can't say I do.
I know how to say I have.
Say it.
I think it's a...
He doesn't.
How can
you claim you can say it?
Okay, I can say this.
Apart.
I can say this. Eu sou omen.
Oh, well,
that's
man,
a lot
that's,
of words.
Eu sou
omen?
Yeah, that's
is one.
I am a man.
I am oum.
Yeah, is a.
And what is man?
Omen.
Omen? Omen?
I am a man.
Say it again. The whole thing?
Eu sou omen.
L is I? L?
L.
Ow.
EU.
Ow.
Is, yeah.
Ow.
I. El sol.
El sol. Am. I am. El sol. Like yo soy. Ow. Ow. Sol.
Oh, I thought obrigado was thank you. What
it is.
Abri-
yeah, yeah. Obrigado.
Obrigado.
And then if you're, but it's got the same like kind of like Spanish thing. It's like if you're a female, you would say obrigada.
Mm.
Ah. Oh, I see. Practicing how to say I am a man so that when you meet Eduardo, you can let him know.
Yeah,
you
gotta
add in
pump out my
grown
chest.
Ass.
Yeah.
I am a man.
What if Eduardo is always saying abrigada to you? You'd be like, I'm not a lady.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would
just...
I'm just going to just walk right in with a shirt off.
And show him
and just
what
flex
all you got.
Right
yeah.
away.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Like, I'm just
like
marking my territory.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. By all showing right. your muscles.
We have a meeting to do, guys.
All right.
We do?
Yeah. Dude, give us the magic words, then. Don't you want another meeting?
No, I don't. Let's think of something else to talk about.
We got business to handle.
Everybody say it at once. I don't know what to do.
All right. The end.
Thanks.